First question we have for you is that yesterday the government did lay out a financial snapshot that they said they would release, and overall, your thoughts on like that quote-unquote financial snapshot?
Yeah, so the financial selfie, as we're calling it, has some devastating news. Our national debt will be over $1 trillion, and the deficit for this year will be nearly $400 billion, which is nearly as much as our national budget was last year. So, yeah, we're going to be, when Trudeau came into power, the national deficit was the national debt was $680 billion, and he's now brought it over to over a trillion.
Oh, my. All right. And yesterday, again, and we've seen this kind of a familiar pattern, and as you've coined it and others have coined it, fake parliament, you had an opportunity to ask, I see six questions, and at least based on the transcript here, once again, I guess I think the thing that I found amusing is that you actually asked the question to the minister of responsible for middle class, and you ended up answering your own questions. Just outline some of the things that you were asking and inevitably answered yourself in the House.
Yeah, so I was wondering if the government knew the state of affairs in Alberta and how dire the situation is. And so I was asking about the unemployment rate and also how around equalization and if the government knew anything about equalization. They weren't able to answer my questions, which totally tells you that it's not something that's on their radar whatsoever.
Yeah, and in terms of how many years has it been since Alberta has received net equalization, you asked that question, and why don't you give us an idea about how long it's been?
Yeah, so it's been 45 years since Alberta has received net equalization. Given the current state of affairs, I know the Alberta government is demanding for a removal of the cap on the equalization program. So it's currently capped at $60 per person in Alberta, which makes it so that even though Alberta is really hurting right now, and given the equalization formula, we should be getting more money back from Ottawa, the cap then limits that amount of money that's allowed to come back to Alberta.
All right, and once again, fair enough. I know earlier not too long after his election, when of all things, the Prime Minister sends Deputy PM Chrystia Freeland here, and since then, like, really nothing. So at least at the very towards the end, I mean, the Prime Minister did kind of make a commitment. I hear the frustrations of Alberta, but from what you're seeing in Ottawa, do you really think that this government is actually hearing Albertans and understanding the frustration Albertans are feeling?
No, not at all. Like, it just seems, I asked some fairly basic questions of which anybody that is involved in this ought to know the answers to, and they were unable to provide me with those answers, proving that they haven't thought about it for a moment.
Okay, and the final one, again, I always like to have you or somebody comment on this, and just remind us of the fact that this is not actually, even though it is taking place in the House of Commons, this is not real Parliament, is it?
No, this is fake Parliament. It's committee. It has the trappings of looking like it's a question period and things like that, but it is a committee of the whole. There's no requirements for us to be there. There is no ability to have votes. There's no ability to have a confidence vote. Justin Trudeau is protected in his position at this point. The Parliament does not have the powers to call for a confidence vote at this point, so it's not real Parliament.
I think that's all I got, unless there's something else you want to add that I may have forgotten.
Yeah, so the leadership ballots are being mailed out. I still have not endorsed anyone. I don't think that I will be endorsing anyone. I am looking forward to what my constituents have to say on the leadership question. I've been kind of clear that I'm supportive of both Weston Lewis and Derek Swoln, but I'm not endorsing anybody at this point.